Punkanoy Worldwide. Thank you for joining again. We're in New York. Started it off, at least this go around, last week. Played some of the classic bands that 80s and 90s and such. That's when they started. That I really enjoy. Not all of them, but you know, good portion of them. New York, lots of people, lots of great bands. And now we're going to kind of fast forward and include a lot of other newer bands that I really enjoy. But again, it's not covering all of them, just kind of lumping them a bunch together, some with some new stuff and so forth. And then we'll have a couple more episodes that'll fill some other cool New York bands I like. I do have some spots, so if you think there's some that I should be covering, let me know. Also, coming for this weekend, Punk Rock Bowling is the following weekend, so I'm going to do a preview of that festival, as that is one I have attended since 2017, and I am looking forward to it. Pretty fun, and looking forward to meeting some people that I haven't yet. And if you're going to be there, let me know. I'd love to meet you. Let me know if you're going to be there. I'll bring you a t-shirt as well. We have t-shirts and poker chips and magnets and stickers and such for the podcasts. And we should hopefully have some t-shirts for POW Radio by then. I'm hoping they're supposed to be done by then. So we'll see. Anyways, get into this show. First up, band 45 Adapters. Love this band. Gerard's awesome. Did an interview with Gerard, a.k.a. Pickabar, on SLC Punkcast episode 18, which was back in October of 2017. Yeah, coming up on 7 years ago, so about six and a half since that interview. That was the 11th interview that we did for the podcast, so pretty awesome. And great interview. Some of them that I keep mentioning that we did in like that first year, I love to go back because obviously having done it, you know, more, we've got between Punkanoy Worldwide and SLC Punkcast, I want to say there is, I don't even know how many episodes, to be honest with you, but probably in that 700 plus range. So hopefully it's better than when I started. Always great music, though. No matter when you listened, there's always great music being played, whether I was okay or not so okay. Anyway, back to 45 Adapters out of Brooklyn. Got a lineup. Gerard and Carlos was playing in the band. When I went out and saw them, I was like, December of 2018, I want to say. Flew out there and watched them play with Lion's Law and then Royal Hounds, who we're going to be playing on this episode. One of Carlos's other bands, which I don't think he does anything with, but Los Perros, will play them on the next episode most likely. But some cool bands I got to go see, including this one. The point is, Unstoppable is their new album. It comes out June 7th. I've got it. I've been listening to it. I really enjoy it. Thank you to Pirates Press. You can go check them out on Pirates Press. You can order, pre-order at this point, that record. You can go follow the band on Facebook at 45 Adapters and the same on Instagram. We're going to check out the title track as they have released the video for this one. So let's do it. You can also go check out the video. Here goes. Unstoppable, unstoppable, feeling in my soul, unstoppable. 45 adapters, that is unstoppable. Go check that album out when it comes out. Go look at that video. It's cool. I am excited for the rest. Excited to get the hard copy for sure when that is finally released. But the album's really cool. Love 45 adapters. DTAWDD. Indeed. Scarborough's up next. They just released a new single on May 5th. And it's called Liminal Space. They are also New York City. Most of the bands are New York, Brooklyn area. But I do have two on this list. The next band after this one being one of them. That are from elsewhere in New York. Scarborough's at Scarborough Punks on both Instagram, Facebook. And that's Scarborough Punx. The way you should spell it. Let's get to that single, Liminal Space.
Which one is I'm in? In a liminal space between who I was and who I thought I should be. I'm slowly finding the answer. I'm slowly finding the way out of here. I'm slowly finding the way back to me. I'm slowly finding the way out of here. Yeah, I'm slowly finding the way back to me.
Killer stuff there. As I said, the next band, this band, Violent Way. They're not from New York City or thereabouts. They're from Buffalo. Go West, young man. Go West. They released Oi, This Is Violent Way. I think there's 8 tracks on that. We played something on the new songs April this past weekend. You might have checked it out. It was really good. A lot of other great tracks. It's No Longer You. Different sound from the band that I wanted to include on that one because, you know, big fan of Violent Way, and I really dig that sound that was in that track, It's No Longer You. But we're going to go to, I think this was like the first single release, if I'm not mistaken, at Violent Way, Oi, where the band's found on Instagram. Oi, This Is Violent Way, what a great name. April 18th is when it came out. Let's go to that track, Forever Be Unheard.
Ladder, reach the highest rocks, shoot so low.
new Violent Ways killer. Go check it out. Forever Be Unheard. I like it when I hear bands' music. I'm like, I really like this band. And then they keep coming out with more. And every time I hear more, it's like, I like them even more. And I already liked them a lot. Next is last one that we're going to do that is a 2024 release. We're going to kind of bounce around a little bit. But about a week before that, on April 12th, the band Car Bomb Parade, they released For the Love. Like For the Love, but For the Love. They released the single, and that came out on the 12th at Car Bomb Parade over on Facebook and at The Car Bomb Parade over on Instagram. They're from New York, New York. Let's get to that track, For the Love. Parade For the Love. Good stuff. Great new stuff from some great bands I wanted to play, would have already been listing to play in preparation for this New York episode several months ago, but fantastically, they all are putting out some great stuff. Now we're going to bounce back to bands that aren't putting out anything new. I mean, if they did, it'd be great, but this band hasn't in a while. The band is Armed Suspects. They existed 2004 until 2011. They had a reunion in 2015. I don't know if they're continuing to do anything, but they don't believe they put out any new music since then. They are at Armed Suspects on both Instagram and Facebook. There was a split for the Punks and Skins that they did with Broken Heroes. Great band from New Jersey. We'll definitely be playing that band when we get to New Jersey. Like them. I've seen them. They're fantastic, but we're on New York. So back to Armed Suspects. From 2011, that's when that split came out. We are going to play, even though it's a split, there's a title track for the Punks and Skins. Love this track. Heard this one so many years ago and loved it. Might have been pretty close to new by when I heard it, so I'm glad to finally play it here on the show. Don't know why I haven't got around to playing Armed Suspects before, but it's really cool. So let's do it for the Punks and Skins.
We do this for the Punks and Skins in the alleyway, kids, with no place to go, no place to go. Oh, we do this for the Punks and Skins in the alleyway, kids, with no place to go, no place to go. Oh.
Born in the gutters, reaching for the stars, dying in the factories, living in the bars, working 9 to 5, trying to survive, spending paychecks at the local dives. Dreams, money making schemes, where poor men living.
and skins in the alleyway, kids with no place to go. No place to go. Oh, we do this for the punks and skins in the alleyway, kids with no place to go. No place to go. Oh, we do this for the punks and skins in the alleyway, kids with no place to go. No place to go. Oh, we do this for the punks and skins in the alleyway, kids with no place to go.
This is gonna end up in a music video.
She's gonna put it in there and be like, guess what, dicks?
Great stuff, Armed Suspects. If you hadn't heard them, well, you should definitely go check out the stuff they did put out during that window. It's really cool. I like that band. Speaking of bands I like, this episode's full of them. Next, we're gonna be playing, like last episode, I did tell you that the band we played, The Craze, well, they have some band members playing in some other bands, some newer bands. That's why I'm including them here. We're going to play two of those bands here. First is Schism, S-K-I-S-M, features Wind Schism, who was also in Craze. And then the band Schism features players who played in Craze, American Eagle we played on the last episode, Wrench, we played them over on the Punkcast as well, and Mad Mulligans, who will be next. The releases for the band Schism, first one was in 89, second in 2001, then 2002, and then 2022. And we are going to play something off that January 28th, 2022 release. It's good stuff. They're based out of New York City. And, you know, most of the bands are on this episode. I don't know. I'm getting so excited for it, but it's fun. I like the band. At Schism Rocks, just the way I spelled it, and at Schism NYC Punk over on Instagram. So check them out on those. Capital Lies is that release that came out in 2022. We're going to play two tracks from it. Trying to Get On and Join the Hate Club. They're a little bit shorter, so that's why we're doing these. They're one's 146, the other one's 127. So we'll play them both back-to-back. First is Trying to Get On, and then right after that, Join the Hate Club. Here goes.
Trying to keep moving and gather no more. Another barrier in the way to get across. All this time wasted, it comes at a cost. Bits of my life stolen and forever lost. Get out of the way, yeah, you! Get out of the way, yeah, you! Get out of the way, yeah, you! I'm trying to get on. Whenever I get moving, someone's in the way. Whenever I earn something, it gets taken away. They're trying to get through all of this disarray. But there's always someone that ruins the day. Get out of my way, yeah, you! Get out of my way, yeah, you! Get out of my way, yeah, you! I'm trying to get on!
Such gold, fuck them all, I admit.
yeah, join the hate club now. Great stuff. That's Schism bringing us right to Mad Mulligans, based out of Brooklyn. Action Men was an EP that they released July 12th of 2023. Most recent release features Win Schism and I'll Be Damned, members of The Craze, American Eagle, Dark Side NYC, and Schism. They're Mad Mulligans on Facebook, at Mad Mulligans NYC over on Instagram. We played something not this before, but we're going to play a little something else. We're going to kick it off with two, but first Gentrified, then Divided We Fall. Two cool tracks here. Again, the Divided We Fall is only 36 seconds. Gentrified's 1 minute 36 seconds. They're not going to be that long, but they're great. Here goes with some Mad Mulligans. Leads me to let you know, coming up not before too long, we're going to be doing another short tracks episode. All tracks under a minute long. That one could be there. We just played it here, so it probably won't be that one you'll hear, but a lot of other ones that clock in at 59 seconds or less. So if you've got any recommendations of ones I should check out, let me know. But I've got a really long list. Even though that list is long, I'm sure we'll get through it pretty quick. I'm going to figure out how to not be talking more than the music is actually going to be playing on that episode. Let's get to the next one. The band is The Royal Hounds, a.k.a. The Royal Hounds NYC, a.k.a. The New York Hounds. I think there were probably some issues with some other band or some other shit. I don't know. But they released an album. I think it was actually just an EP, but they released God Bless The Royal Hounds, and they just re-released it, I believe. It's the third pressing, if I'm not mistaken, which you can go find. I know it's going to be out on Contra Records and then Material World Records, Ruckus Records. So go find yourself a copy. It's solid. A lot of great stuff included on that one. They do have at the New York Hounds over on Instagram if you want to go check them out there. This was originally released August 19th of 2019. As I told you, I saw them December of, I want to say 2018. Yeah, I think it was 2018. So before this was even released, before they had anything released, I saw them and I thought, who is this? They're cool, but I don't know what or who this is. And then later, the next year, August, they put it out. God Bless the Royal Hounds. Surprisingly, I've only played one other track off this. So we're going to play one now that we hadn't played previously. Baby, I Hope They Remember Me. Here goes with The Royal Hounds NYC, a.k.a. you know. us, the Royal Hounds. Good stuff, baby. I hope they remember my name. I think that was the only release that they put out. But if you are into the band, there is something else that you can go check out. Lucy is the name, L-O-O-S-E-Y. Fizzy, he does vocals in both the New York Hounds and Lucy. You can check out the band, their winter promo 2023, which came out, winter promo looks like March 4th of 2023, so just a bit over a year ago. They are also on Instagram, at Lucy Band, just the way I spelled it, both based out of New York City. Played one track off of that winter promo. I think there's four total. We are going to check out a different one, because that's the way we do. There You Were, which is also, There You Were, parentheses, Alligator Song. It's a cool one. Let's do it. Here goes.
Down.
yeah, you hearing that saxophone? Killer. If you've been listening to some of the more recent episodes, that would be fitting right in. Good stuff there, Lucy. Looking forward to more from whatever Fizzy is involved with. Big Bad Boys with Big City Noise. That's a tagline there you can go find on Lucy's Bandcamp page. Next up, we're going to be playing something more along the lines that we've been playing right here, The High Stride. They are on Crossbar Records. The High Stride fuses the soulful sound of the 60s and 70s with hard-hitting guitars and driving bass that cultivates a sound that is best described as no-bullshit maximum rockin' soul. Indeed. At The High Stride over on Facebook and Instagram, both. You can check them out. You can go get the hard copy again at Crossbar Records. The High Stride released that record I'm talking about, The High Stride EP. And came out in 2022. They're out of Brooklyn. Let's get to a track from it called The Spoil. Stride, they got a killer sound. I think that was a good description of the band that I read previous. Not my description, but a good description nonetheless. Next, we'll be playing this band. We're playing a bunch of Mala Vista. They've been putting out a bunch of stuff. Early release singles to this release that came out. Fun Time came out not that long ago. I think I got the date wrong on there because it doesn't seem. Yeah, it was March 1st, 2024. For some reason, I had March 1st, 2023, so we actually do have another 2024 release, but I think it belongs quite well here, their garage-style sound with the block of tracks that we're playing at Mala Vista NYC on Facebook and at Mala Vista NYC over on Instagram. A track we haven't played off of Fun Time is I Don't Wanna, so let's play another one in case you haven't heard this album yet. I think you should get after it, though. Mala Vista. Go check out that new one. They're from New York City. Next, we're going to kind of start moving away from that cool, soulful 60s, 70s style of punk rock or just rock in general to the band Luger, L-V-G-E-R. They're out of New York. You've got a couple releases. Their newest one, I believe, was Full Villain, F-V-L-L-V-I-L-L-I-A-I-N. They got that cool, heavy, heavy sound. Described here as dirty rock and roll that is equally part Motorhead and The Exploited. They are at Luger Rock, and that is with a V again, L-V-G-E-R-R-O-C-K. And at Luger underscore NYC, L-V-G-E-R underscore NYC. You spelled it out. No excuse. You can find it. April 17th of 2020, just over 4 years ago, that Full Villain came out. One we haven't played from it. Cool one. We're going to check it out together now in case you've missed it. It's called Angel Choke. We'll be right back. Choke, man, heavy. I love it. Killer stuff. I hope that band continues to release more music. I believe that was the last release. So hopefully we get more. Next up, though, we're going to the band Ice Cold Killers. I got to see them at Northeast Oi Fest. Great guys, great music. They put out music since I've seen them, including this album, this release. They put out a single. It was Damage Control. We played that one already, so I wanted to go to something we haven't played. So we went back to the release previous to this, though. I believe they are getting ready to put something else out. I didn't see anything else out available, so we went back to Stories from the Grave that came out August 27th of 2021. They are out of New York at Ice Cold Killers on Facebook and at the Ice Cold Killers on Facebook and at the _ice_cold_killers over on Instagram. Off of that Stories from the Grave track we haven't played yet is You're Dead to Me. Here goes with some of the Ice Cold Killers.
You won't get no second chances, no more last chance for dances. Now back on the interstate, somewhere between heaven and hell's gates. You took the hand and it sealed your fate. Now you wanna play the victim, but you're way too late now. If you think you deserve forgiveness, you've got some kind of sickness. You took your last ride with me, now you're just a thug working on the wrong tree. Crossing lines like you cross your sense, I'm gonna drop my hands off at the cemetery gates now. Pushing bugs, making me outrage. You rode my love right into hate. You're a liar and a cheat, you're dead to me. Sick and tired of your deceit, you're dead to me. And now I turn my back and walk away. Now that I don't give a shit, you're dead to me.
Sound great guys, it was great to get to meet them. Podcast was very early on at that point, as that was 2019, so we hadn't even quite hit 2 years yet of SLC Punkcast. It was before Punkanoi Worldwide even came out, but that's the last time I got to see these guys before this release. But I recommend you go check it out. Stories from the Grave is a great release. Next up, we're playing one more band on this episode that is not specifically from New York City area, as it were. They're from Syracuse in New York. Played them before. Really dig this band, War Lovers. Their most recent release came out just this past November, so very recent. About 6 months ago. Chaos, Chaos, Chaos came out November 18th of 2023. The band's found at The War Lovers 7737 on Facebook and at The War Lovers over on Instagram. We are getting to a track from it that we haven't played. So off of Chaos, 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 War Lovers are bringing us Won't Fall For It. And no, we won't. Let's do it. Here goes. Hey! Is a track I can definitely back. You know, there's a lot of punk out today that I don't specifically, I mean, people get their own, they have their own perspectives, they live their own experiences, so I definitely don't want to shit on anything, but a lot of things that I hear in some music out there, to me it just is poorly thought out, misguided and so forth, but this one I can definitely get behind. They're talking about, you know, politicians divide, we're not going to fall for their shit, because you got to pay attention. I mean, it don't matter what comes after, what letter comes after the name. Politicians are politicians. There's some out there trying to not be a politician. And so those, I mean, at this point, you want to figure out which one of those are, regardless of what the media says. And another thing that is in this song, you know, we're not going to be bombarded by your lies and media manipulation, you know. It's that I wholeheartedly believe all of those things, and it's not that I don't, I believe it, I can see it. It's not about believing and feeling like it's a thing, because fuck feelings, you can see. And that is a great track. They killer job, and I definitely recommend checking out other tracks there on Chaos, 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 plus the rest of what you will find from the War Lovers. Good stuff. Hopefully get to see them play live before too long. Next up, we're going to keep along those lines with Spike Polite and Sewage. We had Spike on SLC Punkcast April of 2022. I can't believe it's been 2 years already. That's crazy. Some of these interviews, it feels like just like maybe last year, but they're 2-3 years ago, some even more. But we did the interview with Spike on episode 258 if you want to go check it out. Again, it was April 2022. The band Spike Polite and Sewage have been active since 2009. On this particular release, the Italian Sessions. And by the way, that came out March 31st of 2017. It is 14 tracks, and the 14 tracks with vibes of NYC street punk, re-recorded with the aid of the Italian lineup Lorenzo, Alex, Pietro, Twist, and Ruggero, with Spike on vocals and guitar. Enclosing his most famous songs, plus two new previously unreleased singles, which are Credit and Subway. We're going to play one of those. I mean, they were new at that time in 17. And so we're going to play Credit here in just a moment off the Italian Sessions first at Spike NYC, it's at Spike's NYC Punk Rock and at Spike Polite over on Instagram. So go check them out. Let's get to that track from Spike Polite and Sewage. Again, that track is called Credit. So you don't need any credits. Just keep listening. Here goes.
Greedy corporations made us a nation of
lot of facts going on in there, too, from Spike. Great stuff, Spike Polite and Sewage Credit. Go check out the Italian Sessions. Next up is the band Recreational Outrage. They put out Grandstanding. So the last little bit here are kind of, they're not one-off bands, especially not the next one, but kind of a little bit different in sounds and didn't put out a lot. Like, I thought there would be more, and there's not. Not that the bands are not doing anything. There was a pandemic. All these releases were pre-pandemic. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. I don't have any other real information other than the great thing about people recording music is it's out there. We can get it and listen to it together. So Recreational Outrage put out Grandstanding Optional May 25th of 2019 at Recreational Outrage NYC on Facebook and at Recreational underscore Outrage over on Instagram. They're based out of Brooklyn, or at least were. And the track we're going to check out from Grandstanding Optional is called Last Call. Outrage, that was Last Call, but not Last Call yet. We're going to wrap up the show with a few bands, maybe some bands you haven't heard of, some different styles in the punk genre, or whether you consider them punk or not, I guess that can be debatable. But this band, definitely at least punk adjacent. They definitely incorporate some ska. They are a ska, hip-hop, and funk band based out of New York. The band is Nonstop to Cairo. They got a great sound. April 20th of 2012, they released Nonstop to Cairo EP. That's what I've heard from them. I do see that they have a few other releases, which makes me know I got some more stuff to go check out. But I really like this release. A lot of cool tracks on it. We're going to get to one here in just a moment. They are at Nonstop to Cairo, and that's C-A-I-R-O, in case you didn't know, on Facebook, and at the same, Nonstop to Cairo over on Instagram. Let's get to that track, We Be. It is the band Nonstop to Cairo.
I'm about to catch back the things we have already lost. You wanna talk? I got the time, baby. Please hurry up. What part of no was getting you stressed out?
Why can't we
Next up to Cairo, did you know that all of those elements could be blended so well? Well, now you do, because you know that Nonstop to Cairo does it. Great stuff. I enjoyed that one. Go check out that EP. There's a lot of other great tracks on that EP, and I'm sure a lot of other great stuff that maybe you and I both could go be checking out from the band. Got just a couple left. The next one is Role Model. They only had two tracks. We actually had them on an interview, episode 40, 40, March of 2018. And they had one track out at that point, and then they end up putting one more track out. Had it on my list to play when we get to New York, and we're in New York. It's been a while. This track came out March 28th of 2020. Y'all know when that was. New York City. Great stuff here at Role Model NY on Facebook and at Role Model underscore NY on Instagram. They got a cool sound. Another one that I hope continues to put more out. The other track, that one track was Fortunes. We played that. The other one we hadn't played is called Condition Me. Here is Role Model.
From the second that I'm born to the minute that I'm dead, your signs and messages are running through my head. Condition me to worship you, to live my life with you, love me too. Sell my soul to be the same, you can see what my decision is. Condition me to the wall, my one is to see it fall. Right to my face and corner me, wipe off the blood so I can see. Condition me, condition me, condition me. But now I see, you lied to me. You made me think that you wanted me for who I was and what I am. Now I see that it's all a scam. Reaching out, creating me. I'm all the dream of my sins to be. Nothing more than second tree. You know what I do, condition me. 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 But now I see. All the torture you put me through. What I was meant to be, just manufactured by you. You have thrown in my sight since the day of my first breath. But I will see your death.
Killer track, New York. They are bringing it today. A lot of great bands, some things we should open our eyes to if we haven't already. Got just a couple left to go. The next band, ARE Weapons. I can't even remember what show this was. This is on some movie, and I heard a track, and I'm like, I like this track. I actually looked up the soundtrack several years ago where this track was much closer to new at that point, and they released their self-titled ARE Weapons. And they did so April 1st of 2003. The band formed in 2009. Their last release came out in... They formed in 99. Their last release came in 2009. They have some cool tracks. I only know of a couple. But a really cool band that I thought, hey, I'm going to throw it in here. I like them. I like the sound. Wish they did more. Again, punk is debatable, I suppose, but they're definitely in that vein, and I like it. We'll see what you think. This track's called Don't Be Scared. Be cool, motherfucker.
People think you're a loser.
Don't be scared. What'd you think? ARE Weapons. Cool stuff. We're going to wrap up this show with one more band. We played them before. They're out of New York City, but I think they put out this single called, the band's Anarchist. They put out an Anarchist single. I think there's like three tracks on it. So I guess it may be more like an EP, but I think they put out like one other release, something small too, and not much since. They had some cool tracks though. At Anarchists NYC on both Instagram and Facebook. You can check them out there. August 6th of 2018 is when that Anarchists single came out. We're going to wrap up the show with a track that we hadn't played. I'm not surprised. But bonus track. We're going to play two back-to-back. The other track that I did play, it's been quite a few years, and if you hadn't heard this band, you should definitely hear this track. It's my favorite track from the band. Like I said, we did play it, though. So first, I'm not surprised. Then, real shit. We'll see what you think. It's Anarchists.
I'm not surprised that Kevin Spacey's fucking kids. I'm not surprised that Louis's pulling out his dick. I'm not surprised that Donald Trump's the president. I'm not surprised. 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 The acid's 30 bucks a hit. I'm not surprised. Old iPhone charger doesn't fit. I'm not surprised that everyone's an idiot. I'm not surprised, no, not even a little bit. I'm not surprised the tuna cans have dolphin meat. I'm not surprised there's vomit on the subway seat. I'm not surprised my girlfriend is a dirty cheat. I know why you did, Becky! I'm not surprised. Michael ate my Cheerios. I'm not surprised new Star Wars movie really blows. I'm not surprised there's no one at the punk rock shows. I'm not surprised that's just how the story goes. Come on!
upside down. T-shirts in February, inside out. T-shirts in February, round and round. T-shirts in February, it's the sound of T-shirts in February, upside down. T-shirts in February, inside out. T-shirts in February, round and round. T-shirts in February, oh my god. T-shirts in February.
I'm not surprised that all the apps are listening. I'm not surprised there's poison in the oxygen. I'm not surprised that Gollum stole the ring again. Not surprised.
You know, let me get that acid though.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Shit, sure was. Great track. Hope you dig everything on the show. Go check out the bands. Go support the bands any way you can. I mean, least we can do is go follow them on their social medias. Some of those bands aren't active, so I guess that really wouldn't help all that much. But feel free to do so. You never know when they'll get back together if it's something that you liked. I got a couple more episodes, at least two more episodes right now of band or episodes featuring bands from New York. I do have a handful of spots that I haven't filled, so if there's something that I haven't got to yet. I mean, I still have like 20 plus bands, probably more than that, actually, probably about 25 or so plus bands that I plan to include. Probably come across a few more on my own, but definitely have some spots. Check them out when we get to them. Punk Rock Bowling, two episodes for the weekend. One will feature kind of a preview of the main venue, and then the other one of all the club shows. So we'll be talking about those, listening to some cool music, and I hope you dig this one. Catch you on the next one.